We like to use expressive words when we talk about business, especially in the news, as they help to emphasize meaning and sometimes add a certain twist. Today, I'd like to pick a few headlines and look at how the verbs chosen might change the way we read and understand the news. Firstly, from the Telegraph. Inequality falls as low earners' wage growth outstrips the rich. Here, the verb to fall implies a lack of control. If I fall, it is not the same as if I jump. I decide to jump. I don't choose to fall. So in this sentence, inequality is not being reduced in a controlled manner through the specific actions of someone. According to the headline, this is because of the growth in wages of low earners, which outstrips that of the rich. Strip comes from Middle English when it meant move quickly. So to outstrip is to move even more quickly. Secondly, from Reuters, Mercedes-Benz mulls production shift away from US, but no decision taken. To mull, or to mull over, means to consider or to think about, and implies a slow process rather than rapid decision making. The implication of the headline is that we shouldn't expect anything to happen with this topic for some time. As we might say in English, don't hold your breath. Thirdly, from The Independent, Facebook's value crashes $111 billion, leaving company on track for worst day in stock market history. The verb used here, to crash, adds drama to the headline and fits well with the conveniently eye-catchingly repetitive and large figure of $111 billion. As with to fall, to crash implies a lack of control. However, there is a difference. Something that is falling has not finished. Something that has crashed has come to a dramatic and destructive end. Therefore, the headline implies that the rapid reduction in stock value has come to an end, and any further reductions will be slower, or that the stock will regain some value.